But see, they were of a different spirit. Jesus, the scroll in Isaiah, he said, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, heal the broken heart, open blinded eyes, set at liberty those that are captive, those that are bruised." See, he said, "The anointing is upon me." Isaiah 10:27 says that this yoke, he said, the yoke is going to be lifted and the burden destroyed because of the anointing, is what he told them in Isaiah. And see, the anointing, we are, if you're born again, no matter how old you are one of the anointed ones. We are anointed, children of God. And that anointing, when we stay in that anointing, abiding in faith will keep you in the anointing. When you stay in faith, in trials, and learn to stay in faith, it keeps you in that yoke-destroying anointing. And if it is the enemy, that anointing destroys those yokes. And if it's burdens, troubles, that anointing lifts those troubles. When challenges comes, I praise God for challenges. I mean, I just really do. I don't want to see them come. I don't want them to be a part. I mean, I just want to flow with the Lord and just ski across the water, you know. But that's not going to happen. We live in a world that is full of trouble. There are demonic forces that are set out, assigned to us, and we are going to be attacked with them at times. But a lot of things is not even the devil. I mean, it's really not the devil. You know, it's just like, for instance, Aubrey and Aiden, they spend the night with us every Tuesday night. We're endeavoring to teach them how to pray and pray for people they're little kids, but they're the next generation coming up behind us. Your kids are, and your grandkids are, and your neighbor's kids are, and wherever we are in contact with. But it's just like Aiden, he said, Aubrey's birthday's coming up, and she wants a keyboard and a drone, you know, fly drone. Well, Aiden wants, it's not your birthday. He wants a drone for Aubrey's birthday. Well, that's not your birthday. And so I tell him, I said, well, it's not your birthday. I'm telling you this for a reason. I'm making a point. And I know what I'm doing with him. And I said, you got 2 months. I said, if you want a drone at Aubrey's birthday, then you're going to have to work some for Pawpaw. And you're going to have to buy it. You're going to have to buy you a drone. He turns over, pulls blankie over his head. He don't like what Pawpaw's saying, you know. But Pawpaw really don't care, because Pawpaw's teaching him something. See, it's not what he feels, not what he likes to hear, but it's going to help him. And this is the way God is with us. God is not going to let us have everything we want when we want it. He's just not. Because God knows what we need more than we know what we need. We know what we want, but what we want sometimes is not what we need, you know. And so, but the anointing, we are the anointed one. We can go through some stuff. No matter what level you're on, it's time to learn to endure some stuff without complaining, without getting fearful. I mean, I felt the Spirit of the Lord while we was doing praise and worship, and I'm going to ask him, Lord, give us a boldness to serve you. Just give us a bold, help us to be bold in serving you. I mean, I saw Teresa, you know, she wouldn't tell you what she's believing for. She's believing, you don't want me to preach it. Boy, I want to preach it. I saw it happen, man. I mean, it's real. I mean, she kept saying it. And I mean, every time I'd go home, I mean, she'd go to the mailbox, all that stuff, you know. And I'm like, that's what faith is. Faith don't goes out there, look one day it ain't there. It'll be here tomorrow. It's coming. It's on its way. I don't know who the God's going to use. I don't know how he's going to do it. See, look, that is a place where you're believing God and you believe that you receive it according to Mark 11:24. And there ain't no devil on this planet, no evil spirit, no nothing, when you take that stand, can stop that move of God. Nothing. Why? We are anointed. We're anointed. Christ, the anointed one, lives on inside of us. Christ means the anointed one and his anointing. Well, that anointing breaks the yoke of sickness. That anointing breaks the yoke of failure. That anointing breaks the yoke of depression and oppression. That anointing that we walk under, as we grow in that anointing and come on up in that anointing and get out of self-pity and feeling sorry and fear and all of that stuff, brings us up on levels. The Bible says that we have been already seated together and we got to live there. Don't climb down. Don't come down. Don't let that thinking, you know. I thought about this today. I thought, Lord, your word says, submit myself therefore to you and tell that devil to shut up, and he has to shut up. Tell him to flee. Resist him. And he has to flee. That's what the Bible says. He says, submit yourself therefore what? We are submitted to him. We are already submitted to him. If you're born again, then we are submitted to him. Then we resist the devil and he has to flee. I'm not trying to get him to go. You're not trying to get him to go. I mean, he came in here and kind of hindered our service the other day. Did you know it? You didn't feel it? I did. I left dissatisfied. When you leave dissatisfied, something went on. What do we do about it? Oh, the devil is just hindering our church. No, we rise up and we fast and we pray and we take authority over demonic spirits from hindering us at home, hindering us on our way to church. You ever noticed you can get into it real easy on the way to church, especially if you're over 5 miles away? I got mad at Teresa one night halfway to church. I went back home. But God, I'm not going to church. I went back home. You know what? The enemy tempted me and he won. I just shut down God. Didn't resist him at all. Out of a little bit of anger. That was immaturity. You won't get me to do it now. He comes in there, we just shut up. Me and Teresa just shut up. We feel confliction. We feel conflict between each other. We just kind of shut up, go do our own thing. We ain't opening our mouth. We're not giving the devil no place. Why? Because we are under an anointing. And if you just resist him, he has to flee. If you don't yield to him, he don't have a vessel. If you don't yield to fear, you won over Satan. You don't gear, you. I mean, I'm going through things in my body right now, you know. But God, and I don't care. How long you going to believe, Brother Scotty, till I'm dead? Jesus said, the Bible says, by Jesus' stripes I'm healed. And if I'm 101, it still says it. So I'm going to stand on till I'm ready. Till I'm ready to leave this world. That's what Paul said. He said, forgetting those things behind, I press, not that I've already attained. This is the chief apostle, man. And he said, not that I've already attained. But he said, forgetting those things, he said, I press toward the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. He's pressing forward. Then he goes on when he had come to the end of the will of God in his life, he said, I have fought the fight, I have finished the course, my time of departure is at hand. I mean, the dude was stoned, drug outside the city, left for dead. The dude was shipwrecked. I mean, the dude was put in prison, and here he is Oh, forget all that, guys. Just forget all of that and press on. Well, don't the Bible say greater is he that is in us? Who? Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing. We are anointed. He told them over there, I believe Psalms 105 over there. He said, I kept y'all. I deterred kings. I didn't let nobody harm you. He said, and I told the king, he said, I hardened their hearts and all that. He said, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. I looked up the word anointed, it said anointed ones. I mean, those were anointed in Jesus. We got the anointing. The Bible says, I know all things. Y'all don't know where the scripture is? He said, you have an unction from the Holy One. And you know, he teaches me things. He gives you wisdom this world. I'm smarter than people without Jesus. I didn't say I'm better than. I got the advantage over lost people far as seeing the Lord, knowing the Lord, having different ideas from the Lord and all of that that they cannot get until they're submitted to the Lordship of Jesus. I told them, well, started this now, believing God for increase and all of that. And trouble's going to come when you believe God. I mean, confliction's going to happen. So I thought, well, I'm going to take me a nap over there 2 hours, over there 2 hours back. Man, I may take me a pillow to work with me. I don't know. I'll make it. But I said, no, I'm going to go in the strength of the Lord God Almighty. I can complain about the trip. Went over there. Nothing was right over there. Cost me $250 a day, every day that I go. But you know what? I told the Lord, praise God for trouble, Lord. This is building me into a bigger, better man in Jesus. I'm going to stand on the anointing. And your word says in Romans 8:28, for we know that all things work together for the good to those that love you and to those who are... Now, what am I doing? I'm relying on him. I am turning to him for strength and wisdom. God's doors is not my promotion. God's promotion comes from the Lord. I started back after I got saved about 6 months. I'm sitting down and I got a new Testament, little pocket New Testament. I heard some preacher say, you know, if you're smart, you know, invest in yourself. And I thought, yeah, spend some money on myself. He said, no, I'll get you a Bible in your pocket and in break time. He said, that's the biggest investment you'll ever make is investing the word in your life. And so I started reading it, man, and everybody's on break over there, and I just separate myself, you know, when we're on break, lunch break and all that. Now I'm reading the Bible. I'm just reading the Bible. I don't understand nothing. I'm a young convert, so if you read the Bible, you don't understand nothing, you don't need to. Just keep reading it. Just keep on reading it. Don't try to understand it. Just keep reading it. I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, I looked up and looked across. There was a house way across there, and there was a set of nice hedge bushes that were long, you know. And I'm sitting there. When I looked up, it's like I seen an image of Satan. I didn't see that with my eyes, but it just flashed through my spirit. And I mean, I could see him behind them hedges, hid, waiting on an opportunity for me to let him come near me. And the Lord told me, he said, he can't even come near you. Satan can't even come near you. You're hid in me. How many knows the Bible says our life is hid in God through Christ, the anointed one, and his anointing. And I thought, wow, man, this is awesome. He's over where they're at. So I started realizing Satan's not my problem. I look in the mirror and there you are, Scotty. Get rid of that doubt and unbelief. Get rid of all of that fear. Get rid of all of those things that stops you from standing in confidence in the Lord so you can live out what you're believing. I'm living out right now what I've been believing God for nearly 30 years. I don't say that lightly. I know the battles I had. I know the fears I had. I know the unbelief that tried to come and say it'll never happen, and God's promises are not yes and amen. And Satan's a liar. How many know that Satan is a liar? And he's constantly trying to get you to believe you are no good. You'll be a nobody. Things will not change for you. God is not for you. God don't love you. But you've got to go to that word and say, no, God, you said you love me just like you love Jesus. You love me with an unconditional love. You prove, that's how you combat the lies of the enemy. You just don't sit there, yeah, my ears are low and I'm lower than nothing. I am getting older. I don't know if I'm still as good looking. I don't wonder if I'm good looking. I know I am. Wrinkles and all, hallelujah. I am the package deal. Well, I got to do that, Johnny. I mean, I got to do that for me. Confidence in the Lord. That don't mean that I think I'm every woman wants me. I hope they don't. Don't lust after me. That's stupid. But I ain't going to sit down here. I'm getting older. I don't think my muscles are. Trish told me the other day, she said, it ain't the shirt shrinking. She said, it's everything falling. I said, nah, man, it won't buckle up here. So I'm getting thicker. I said, and I don't weigh no more, so it's not fat. See, you got to combat that stuff. You got to come back and combat it, man. You know. I'm not sagging. If it is falling, I'm not paying no attention to it. Don't the Bible say, don't look while we look not at the things that are seen? Right? You don't look at it and say, oh, it's nothing back 30. God, if I could turn back the clock. I wouldn't turn the clock back, man. I'm living out my dream right now. This body's just going with me. It's going with you. See, you got to realize you are not what you see in the mirror. You are born again, and you are on the inside of a body that carries you in the will of God. And you decide you're going to follow God. You do. And then your body has to walk. Just like Dave, I got up and I surrendered whatever I did, and I rebuked that. He made a choice. Simple choice, and said, "Look, God, I'm going after God. We're going after God. Here come the challenges. Going to go on vacation. What a great, wonderful time we're going to have. First 2 days, Satan's trying to just warp it up. I'm just saying that. I don't know all about it. You told us something. But you know what? They didn't give in. I mean, I'm sure you had the battles and all of that, but ended up with a free vacation and money on top of that. And then gets a letter through there, reinstate my license. I mean, glory to God. All this is happening like a rush. Why? Because that anointing, whoever we are, that we, when we're submitting to the Lord and these challenges come, these challenges cannot last. They can't outdo faith. You can't kill faith, only with unbelief. There's nothing that faith can't penetrate and move. There's not anything. I mean, faith is the force of God that comes through hearing from the Lord, reading the Bible. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the Word, hearing preaching and getting a little nugget here and getting a little nugget there, and you confessing it out of your mouth and revelation to you. I'm reading the Bible. I'm reading in there one day as a young convert man, and I mean, God's opening a lot of doors for me. Reminded me of Paul, you know, really, over there in Corinthians 12, I think it was. But anyways, And I mean, I am being bombarded by trials. I'm dropping sheetrock on trucks, I mean. Cabs, man, I mean, you know, all kind of stuff. I'm in trials every way. It seemed like to me at that time I was like, man, I was better off before I got saved. I wasn't going through all of this stuff, you know, and I mean, and those thoughts were hitting my mind, and I'm like, well, it's because I did get saved, and Satan wants me back. It's got to be it. He's not getting me back. He's not taking me back. I'm not going back to that life. I'm not going back to that defeated feeling I had. I'm not going back to that worthless feeling I had. I'm not going back. I thought, I'm not going back. So I'm reading in there, and Jesus spoke to the disciples, was speaking to the disciples, and it says, they desire to hear what you hear. They desire to see the things that you see. And the Lord, just spoke to me. He said, you see things that scholars can't see. He said, you see things that the enemy, you see things that people ain't seeking through the spirit realm and wisdom in things that they're not getting, because the ones that seeks finds. The ones that knocks, the door will be open. The ones that ask, they receive. And so a preacher told me one time, I said, man, God sent him into the jails. I'd been one time, Mac. God opened up the jail ministry up and threw my church up there. See, it's important to stay with your church. I might have y'all in prison. Mac's like, I haven't been down there. Well, it'll be on the other side, Mac.
That's good to know.
Yeah. See, you retired. You got a lot of time on your hands, see? Wouldn't you know? You see, God opened it up, and I was telling this preacher, this minister, he's a preacher. I said, man, God sent him into the jails. He said, how long you been? You ain't been saved long, have you? I said, nah, man, about 6 months, I guess. And he said, nah, man. He said, God had used, he had sent somebody like me before he'd send you. Well, he got to go with me later on. Couldn't get in without me. Then he couldn't take it with me. You have to have an anointing and the will of God. Kind of like I told my pastor one time, people wanting to go to jail. Now I'm going back. You know, things are happening, man. I'm going back. I'm winning people to the Jesus, man. Left and right, for real. They're now, some of them's cunning. You know, they want your money and your stick or your stamps. And, oh, they love Jesus. Boy, they come in, they catch you. You catch them off guard, and there's cussing up storm in there. Very ones you've been giving your salary every week, your allowance every week. But then I went to Brad, I said, hey, man, well, I'm going back to the church, and I'm saying, glory to God, they're getting saved. And, man, I'm telling about it. I'm telling about some of it, you know, and everything. And, oh, it just got them fired up, and their faith comes by hearing. They got all excited, and they coming to me, hey, Brother Scotty, we want to go to jail with you, man. I said, well, I don't know about all that. I said, I don't know about all that. I said, I'm just telling. So I go to Brad, and I said, hey. I said, Bradley, I said, all these people's wanting to go to jail with me, you know. And I said, should I let them go or what? I don't know. And he said, yeah, just let them go. He said, if they're not called to it, they can't take it. And I thought, I don't know what the world he's talking about. Who can't take it? Take what, you know? I don't know. I'm under an anointing in there. I'm busting devils left and right. But I'm under an anointing. I'm following the will of God. That's the way you are. It might not be in the jail. Might be right there where you live. It might be where you work. It might be at home, praise God. We're busting devils. We ain't running from the devil. We're not saying, oh, I hope you don't attack us this week. Good Lord. Just if he does, just slam him down on the ground by faith. Just see yourself doing it. Tell him, I got you by the neck, Jack. Slow him down. Put your foot by faith on his neck and say, now you ain't getting up. He's been put under Jesus' feet. He's in us, right? So he's under our feet. He's under our feet. I said he's under our feet. Praise God. He's not one to be reckoned with without God. But who is? They ain't been here without God. We got to get you saved, because he's got to go eat your lunch. He ain't no match for a born-again believer. So anyways, I go on and I say, okay, whoever wants to go to jail, but God, this jail ministry rocking, man, we going to get them saved, man. And then I'm going back. I don't know how to preach or nothing. And so I'm just listening to the sermons real good at church. And then I'm like going to the jail, and I'm like preaching the same thing, man. I'm just saying what I remembered Brad saying, you know. Well, I started feeling guilty. So I went to Brad. I said, man, I need to talk to you, man. He said, what is it, Brother Scotty? I said, I feel like I'm stealing your sermons. I mean, I go to jail and I don't got nothing else, so I'm using that. You know, he said, that's the way it's supposed to be. I said, really? I said, oh. He said, they're not my sermons. He said, I seek the Lord and he's giving me what you need and I'm telling you and you're going. He said, they're not my sermons. He said, that's the way it's supposed to work. He said, go tell them. I said, glory to God. And then I said, God, give me a double portion of the anointing that's on my pastor, God. God, he's changing my life, you know, preaching stuff. So I want that same anointing, you know. I want it on my life, you know. And so I said, God, give me a double portion of that anointing, praise God, that's on Brad, Lord, so that their lives will be touched like my life has been touched in church, you know. And, man, I mean, for 3 years, I won people to Jesus. Then I went back there pastoring them. I walked in one day, and the Lord said, he said, you can operate in the fivefold ministry. Evangelist, prophet, pastor, teacher. I thought, man, that's awesome there, man. Well, how many knows Jesus is all of them? But that didn't make me all of them. But I prophesied to people. I'd go in there, see, and I'm telling you this, this is not just a story that I'm telling you. This is what God does in our life. Though these sons will follow all of y'all. We see, he wants us caught up in, oh, Satan, just, I can't witness to nobody because, I mean, every time I try to witness, there's something goes on in my life. See, you're going to have to learn, and I'm going to have to learn to keep this ship going straight when everything's going wrong around the ship. I mean, Jesus did it. Well, he was Jesus. Well, remember, he's in us. Christ in you, the hope of glory. Well, I'm just having a... I mean, Aubrey, we've already... Us and Travis, I don't know, you know. But already, I'll tell her, she don't say, I'm not going to pass. I done got her... Yeah, Jesus is helping you. He's going to help you make good grades in school. Now, she's bringing notes to Papa now. Somebody got a shoulder broken or whatever. And, you know, and wanting Papa, would you pray for them? You know, and all that stuff. Now they're praying over the prayer box. Well, you know, they're just little kids. Well, the Bible said unless we come like them, we're not going to make it. Come like a little child. See, I found that Travis had faith to get his mama healed. He prayed for Sandy one time. She got healed. And he didn't do it because we was teaching him that. He watched us at church, man, laying hands on people and praying the prayer of faith and following the Holy Spirit and all of that stuff and seeing moves of God. We got to have more move of God in this place. We got to have signs, wonders, and miracles happening in this place. I used to go and I would be so wore out from work and I'd be like, I don't know if I can make it, man. And then while I was in service paying attention and all that, I'd get out there and I'd be renewed. I'd be like, glory to God. God can help me. Give me strength. Paul said, when I'm weak, then am I strong. Is my strength perfected in weakness, he said. That was where he was getting revelation. When you're getting revelation from the Lord and all of that, sure, Satan's going to come and he's going to try to sidetrack you and get you discouraged and get you not read your Bible, get you not to fast and pray. Why? Because you're receiving revelation from the Lord, everything. And Paul, the demonic spirit was assigned to Paul because of revelation, because he was seeing things. And you know what? He went to the Lord three times. And he told them three times he inquired of the Lord. He's probably going to the Lord saying, God, stop this demon. Stop this spirit, Lord. Stop it. Man, I'm trying to move forward here and I'm this spirit, you know. And the Lord spoke to him and he said, Paul, my grace is sufficient for you. The Lord spoke that to me today. He said, see, my grace is sufficient. Whatever the body goes through, if they will trust me and lean on me and renew their mind to the word and mature, he said, I will bring them through everything. Everything. Somebody say everything.
Everything.
Paul at the end of his life didn't say, good Lord, God's drugged me through total, you know, hardship, and I'm just wore slap out, and I'm ready to get out of here. He wasn't like that. See, Satan wants you burn out on being a follower of Jesus. He wants you burn out on church. He wants you burn out, but you can't burn out if you're burning within. If you're burning within here by your faith, because of your faith, because of your stance, you won't burn out. Your flesh can't burn out. You'll just get you an out and move on. You'll just get a little, you'll get a little rest and move on. Satan will attack you. Somebody can, I mean, look, I've been accused of all kinds of stuff here. Sacrificing black cats on the altar, man. I mean, that was a for real attack of this church. Then they told us one time, well, y'all are just a faith movement. We're not a faith movement. That Bible's full of faith. It's not a movement. It's God. The Bible says he'd give every man the measure of what? Faith. Faith is not a movement. Faith is the way that God moves his people into victory. Faith is the way that he moves his young teenagers into boldness at school, into boldness to pray for their mom and pray for their dad and not get rebellious towards their parents and honor their father and mother. Read your Bible, because these are promises that stops the devil from ruining your life. Little Aubrey had she got a little upset. And they do that, you know, these kids. I get a little upset. And so yesterday, she's a little upset, you know, and we're planting some onions and fertilizing the fruit trees and stuff. She's with Grandma. And she gets a hammer out of the truck, and then I told her, I said, now put the hammer back, service truck, I said, because we have to have it for work. Well, she gets done with it, and she lays the hammer down there. Well, Teresa tells her, she says, Aubrey, now I told you to put that hammer in that back in that truck, and I get that hammer and go put it back in that truck. She picks the hammer up and she said, I'm tired of being everybody's maid. I'm like, where did that come from? I'm tired of being everybody's maid around up in here. And Teresa comes back to her and she said, hey, you're not our maid. Papa's paid you just about for everything you've done. I can tell you what's going to happen. Papa just ain't going to pay you no more for nothing. Now get that hammer up there in there. Well, she goes on, you know, and it hurt, might have hurt her little feelings or whatever. Well, Teresa starts out through there, and they go to running after her. She floors it. She just leaves them out there. Goes to the mailbox. She zoom up to the chicken pen. They finally called her to chicken pen, Mac. We're not going to cater to these spirits. We're not going to. They might not realize what's trying to hinder them. But we adults do. And we're not going to cater to it. We're not going to blow up. We shouldn't blow up too much at them. Just be firm and stern. They need that. They need that. They need to see stability. They need to see solving problems. You know, well, go on. We didn't cater to it. Neither one of us, you know. And later on that day, well, she gets in there and she tells Teresa, she said, Grandma, yes, baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for what I said. She's 7. She knew what she was saying out of anger, whatever her little trial was. She don't even realize she's in a trial, but we do. Sometimes y'all don't realize you're in one, God had me come preaching. You're like, glory to God, that devil, leave you. If you leave here thinking, glory to God, that devil, he's had me fooled. I mean, I thought he'd just attack my house any time. And then you go slap the blood of Jesus around your doorpost and all of that, praise God. And you're like, man, see what church did for you? All it did was give you a little bit of knowledge of what you already have and what you could have already been doing, and he couldn't been doing all that junk. Well, I came in the house, and Aubrey, she says, Papa, and I said, yes, baby. And she said, Papa, I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Papa, for saying that. You know what made me want to go buy her two birthday presents? I mean, that just made you, and the other way made me not even want to get her one. How many knows when we're in a right spirit, stay in a right spirit, it causes God to be the same way towards us. I mean, he moves us forward. And I mean, he's going to bless you and you ain't even going to ask him. He's going to bring you to a place where he says, I just want to pour out a blessing on you. I just want to do it. And you don't even ask for it and you don't even need it. The thing Teresa believed for, she don't need it. She went, I'm not going to say what it is. Okay. Well, it drove up. That miracle drove up, and I seen it. But I'm seeing the fruit of faith there. See, challenges come. Didn't come. I don't know if God's going to do it or not. Now you got to get out of that. You got to say, it don't make no difference how long. He's coming through. Don't make no difference how long I have to stand and believe God for healing. He always comes through. He's an on-time God. He never fails. His word, he sent it out and healed them. His word don't return void according to the Bible. It goes out and does, brings healing to me because I'm letting the word in. Paul, the Apostle Paul, said that God's word was working mightily in him. How did he know that? He experienced it. That's why when I say what I say, I'm right now walking out what I've been believing God, I'm living it. The Bible says, Romans 12:2, be not conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. The word prove, I looked it up, I thought, what does that mean? So I looked the word prove, and it says that you will walk out. You will have it in your life. What is that good, perfect, and acceptable will of God? And then I thought, man, I'm supposed to be blessed going in, blessed going out, blessed in the city, blessed in the field, blessed in my marriage. Hallelujah. There's a lot of marriages that is in trouble today, but I got the answer. See, and some people say, see, he thinks he knows everything. Every time he comes back with some Bible thing. It works for me. Works for me, man. I done went down to the lawyer and he took my money and I didn't get a divorce. He don't work for me. I made payments on that. Year and a half. I borrowed the money to get a divorce. I borrowed the money from my boss to pay it back $25 a week. I'm getting divorced this time. I'm out of here. I'm done with this woman. And so I go borrow the money to get a divorce and pay and went and paid the lawyer the money and all of that and got the ball rolling, but God. And I mean, you got to stay away from them when that happens. Because once we got back together, that's done. You can't pursue it anymore. So I made payments for a year or two on a divorce I didn't get. Dumb, right? I was yielding to the enemy. I was without God. Praise God. Now I've got millions in her now, but I'd do it again. It's worth it. It ain't because of the enemy. I took a stand in my marriage. For all of y'all out there that you feeling like you got want a divorce and all that, you Christians want a divorce and all that, even if you ain't, praise God. Hallelujah. The grass is not green over here. It's not what you think it is. And when you get out there, you're going to be lonely, number one. You're going to be lonely. And Satan's going to jump on that like a wild lion, and he's going to have you pursuing things that are not going to be well with you if you are emotionally controlled. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, you know, my pastor was a perfect example. I said he went through two or three two or three divorces, I don't know, not of his own making. I said, and I was talking to him, you know, me and Travis was talking to him one day, and this woman was wanting him to get married, you know, and he ain't going through that again. He told him, I said, well, why won't you marry her? He said, I ain't heard from Jesus. He said, I'm not getting married unless I hear from Jesus. Well, about the third trip, I would too, wouldn't you? I mean, I believe I'd be trying to hear something other than what my flesh is saying, loneliness and all that. I mean, I'd be, you know, I mean, 5 years down the road, you're still where you was. You know, and he said, I said, that's fine. I said, that's what I'd do too, unless I heard from the Lord. Well, he goes on, you know, and the Lord told him to get married, you know, and they got married. They married later on. Everything. Men Travis talked to him, and he said, I was shocked that I didn't never had sex outside of marriage. He said, I was shocked. I thought, you did good, man. I said, maybe, if anything ever happened to me like that, I said, which ain't, I said, maybe I wouldn't make as many mistakes as you did. He didn't make none that I know of, Johnny. Well, if I do better than that, I've done good, right? Hallelujah. But I was telling the guy the other day, I said, that man is a perfect example of not in a situation you want to be in, but you're going to wait on God, and you ain't moving without God, and you ain't going to do things that are outside of what God wants. And I said, and now, I said, he stayed in the anointing the whole time, and he's still in the anointing today. But you know what? I'm sure if I sat down, he was lonely. He hated it. He probably wished that he could did things different and all of that. See, you got to forget those things behind and press on where you are into the high calling of God. No matter if you've made 10 million mistakes in your past, lay it all down and get that thing under the blood and repent and whatever you need to do and make up your mind that you are going forward, and these trials that you are in, whatever it's relational, financial, school, whatever it might be, that is going to take. I'm in trials right now with my business. Well, it looks like you had it made. You got it made. I said, you see, I mean, what you see is faith works out things. Faith makes you look good. And when you walk back down on victory, people want to follow you. They're like, how do you do that, man? Just follow the Lord, man. Just do what the Word says. You know, integrate it into your thinking and all of that. And you know what? All these things, and I will testify to you. These things on that job that I didn't like, that I had the ability to get changed through the company that I'm doing it for. And I made up my mind that I'm going to sit down and I'm going to lay these out. That's going to help him and it's going to help me. It's going to make his buildings look better on the inside when I get done. And it's going to make my job a way easier. We got an anointing for that stuff. You know, the Lord told me one time I'm working and I'm having to cut glass. I didn't want to be in the glass department, but my brother was out or something. I don't know. He, you know, and I hated cutting glass. I just didn't like it, you know. And I'm in there and I'm cutting that glass and I broke a few pieces, you know, and I'm trying not to get mad. I'm thinking, well, man, he shouldn't have put me in here, wasting money for him anyways. I'd rather been out driving the truck, you know. And the Lord spoke to me. And the Lord said, he has need of you right here. He said, he don't realize he even needs you. He said, you are anointed. So you working there, they need you. Wherever you're working, they need your anointing in that place. It does more than what you realize it does. But in their complaining and griping, you're out from under the anointing and they ain't never going to notice you. Oh, I'm here, boss. I'm here. I'm going to give you the best I got. Good Lord, don't give him nothing else. But if you go in there, glory to God, hallelujah. Woo, God's good. He's good. He's good. And you just work as unto the Lord. You're under that anointing. Everybody's like, ooh, man, what's going on back there with him, you know? My boss come to me one time and he said, you know what? He said, I'm going to raise you up right under your brother. I thought they were the tightest guy in Oneonta, man. You asked him for a 10-cent raise, he'd nearly fire you for it. This happened. I got born again, started working for Jesus. Less than a year, I'm making right under my brother that had been there all his life. And God couldn't promote me no more because it would hurt them. So he put me in my own business and made it unlimited. That anointing. The Bible says your gifts will make room for you and take you before great men. Y'all kids in school, serve the Lord. Make the principals love you. Make the teachers just adore you. Not because you're so sweet, because you are after the Lord. You're mindful of the Lord. You're praying over your lunch. You're praying for people that's sick without them knowing it. And they, you can tell them like Johnny said, you know. But, you know, that's what, I mean, look at little Aubrey. She's bringing it before the church. We're praying for them kids in school, and they don't even have a clue. What if little Aubrey wasn't in that class? That class needs little Aubrey. That class needs you. Now they got the right church. I don't know about the rest of them, but God, we know how to believe God for healing and prosperity and finances. And we had to calm Travis down. He thought he was God's gift to women. You know, we had him so you're created in the image and likeness of God, and he kind of went a little overboard, and I think with that thinking and all of that, and you know, using Will Smith, tried to use it on Beth, and she wouldn't fall for it. She was a good girl. That Will Smith junk. If your legs tired, they've been running through my mind all day. Funny. That's what he's telling them girls, Mac. Way back under. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you, you know, trials are going to come. So don't ever have this mentality, Lord, you know, that there's never going to be battles in your life. There's not going to be challenges as you grow and going up in the Lord and advance in this life. That's just not going to happen. I mean, it's just not. The Bible, Jesus even promised, he said, in this world you will have tribulations. He said, but be of good cheer, for I have overcame it. And in him we overcome. In him we come above and we ride above, praise God. And don't focus on the enemy too much. Don't focus on your troubles. Don't focus on it. Focus on the answer to the trouble, which is the word when it happens. Train yourself to think like God would think. Hallelujah. Let's bow our heads. Father, we praise you. And I thank you, Lord. I thank you for a boldness that's in this house, Lord, to serve you.